There he go.
What up, bro?
Mario Winer's in the building.
What's going on, man?
Everything good, man. Everything good. How you, my bro?
Man, I'm blessed, bro. Blessed, man. No complaints, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm blessed, man. You know, we had a rough past couple of years, you know, pandemic, COVID, all that good stuff. But, you know, only the strong survive, man. And you look like you're doing well, my brother, man. How's the family?
Everybody is great, bro. God is blessing, man. Everybody's great, man. No complaints, man. It's good to see you, my bro.
Oh, man. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Everybody, I need y'all to shed a line. This is my brother, Mario Winans, super producer. You know where he came from. You know what I mean? That bad boy era. And he got a lot of new things about to pop off we're going to talk about in a minute, man. But damn it, man. Well, of course I got plaques, but I know you got millions of plaques back there, man.
Oh, man, you know what, man? It's just a few, man. But we know we don't spend too much time in the trophy. You know what I'm saying? I just got them up in the studio. But yeah, man, I've been very, very blessed. But man, it's a lot more to come and a lot of great things to come, man. I'm really, really excited about, you know?
So lately, you know, I mean, let's just talk about what's going on right now, man. You know what I mean? A lot of people are complaining about, especially T-Pain, is complaining about how everybody's doing the same old music. You know what I mean? The sounds are the same. Everybody's using the same, you know, little or, you know, names and all that good stuff. How do you feel about the music that's coming out today? Or who are you listening to nowadays?
Oh, man, you know, I'm always studying different genres of music, but let me address the first question. I think, you know, technology, man, made it so easy to just kind of plug in and play, you know what I'm saying? And so it's not a whole lot of searching and taking time and, you know, building your own sound library and, you know, just digging in the crates like we do and sampling records and just making your own drum sounds and stuff like that. So technology has made it very, very easy. And a lot of these new platforms, you could just go on and get loops and just put drums under it and then you're good to go. And so, you know, all the while, I think there are some extremely creative people out there. I just think that, you know, unless you really focusing on being different and being original and being true to yourself, you can kind of get caught in that web of like, oh man, this is dope. All I got to do is just copy and paste this and then I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things that sound the same. But again, it's just so much easy access that people really, I think maybe for the sake of just like turning it around quick, because we live in the Insta age, you know what I'm saying? Everything is right now. I call it the microwave generation. So people are not really taking a lot of time with their craft. And that's one thing I always try to tell these youngins and these guys, like, listen, man, you got a great responsibility. Like, take your time with it. You know what I'm saying? And don't be in a rush to get out there underdeveloped, because once you out there, you out there. And what you don't want to do, you want the world to grow with you, but you want them to grow with you from where you're supposed to be developed at that platform. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's what I feel about it. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's sounding the same, feeling the same, you know. But you know, I think, you know, it's time for a change. And I tell people too, also, man, like every like 10 years or so, you know, like a certain vibe of music will go. And then after that 10 years is up, you know, it'll go back, right? And yeah, you saw this, it'll be like a washing. So this latest washing was the 90s washing. You know, back in the day when we was doing it, it was the 80s washing. But, I mean, we still doing it. Don't get it twisted. But there was an 80s washing years ago. Now it's a 90s washing. So a new sound is emerging. And, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of this new wave and this new thing. But I think it's important that we teach these youngins, man. And then even the older guys, like, you don't, like, just stay as creative as possible, man, because it's important, because that everybody's looking and everybody's watching. And you know, and I think that's important for us to do, you know, do what we're supposed to do to help these kids, man.
Yeah, shout out to my man MP. He said it right. History repeats itself. Shout out to Redman's DJ, DJ Dicey in the building.
Yes, yes.
You know what it is. Well, you know, you're absolutely right, because, you know, once upon a time, you know, Puff was king of remixing things from back in the days. And you kind of hear that these days lately in some of these Young One song, you know what I mean? Whether it's Kodak Black, where he used the Ghetto Boys sample, or, you know what I mean? Some of these guys are sampling these days. And I think it's cool because they're doing their history, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They know their history. They know they're doing their homework and whatnot. So, you know, I think that's great for these young cats to do that. Are you working with any other new young cats coming up right now?
Yeah, man. I got a lot of producers and writers that signed to my company, Love is Love. You know, I'm working on a lot of great new projects. Some things I just kind of want to be a surprise. You know, you can kind of go on my page and see who I've been in with. Just some new things that I'm doing that I'm very excited about. You know, I had took some time from the production game and just to get me together, you know what I'm saying? I just kind of saw the change happening in the industry. So, you know, I'm the type of guy, I don't just dive into something just like, oh, it changed. Okay, let me dive in this. So I just was like, let me just watch and see what it's just really going. You know what I'm saying? Because I take my gift and my craft very, very seriously. So, you know, instead of just like saying, okay, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, what's happening? What's doing irrelevant and all of that nonsense? I'm like, you know what? Opposed to just trying to stay what they call quote unquote relevant, I'm like, no, I got to be effective. So let me fall back and not play myself trying to be relevant and not give the world what it is that they need. You know what I'm saying? People need to feel, man. People need to really heal. And I've been blessed with a gift to be able to do that for people. So it was important for me to just take some time and see what the heck was really going on in the world, you know what I'm saying? So it was more important for me to like sit back and watch and kind of see, okay, these are the changes that needs to be made, and this is how I can play my part moving forward. And once I got to that point, now I'm like, okay, now it's time for me to get back and do what I do.
You know, it sounds familiar because I say my story all the time, man. Like, you know, like me, every year, January 1st, I just got to think about how I'm going to reinvent myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To see what I'm going to do next. And, you know, I shake, you know, lie. You know me, I'm a turntable beast. But it's hard to rock a party nowadays. Yeah, it's hard to rock a party nowadays because there ain't no more turntables. These clubs are buying controllers, which I get it. You know what I mean? Time changes and everything. But, you know, the essence of rocking a party is not there unless you set it up like that for a DJ Epps or a Kid Capri or a SNS. You know what I mean? So, you know, I had to figure this shit out, you know what I mean? And thank God, man, I figured my social media, I figure out how to, you know, tap into networks and from here to Australia, you know what I mean? And people just watching us, you know what I mean? And I was like, how can I help the hip hop industry, whether it's new cats coming up or some of my, you know, friends from back in the days, you know what I mean? And I figured it out, man. And I thank you for always being there as a friend, man. You know what I mean? You tap in sometimes, bro. And you send me some advice and stuff like that. I appreciate that, bro.
Come on, man. That's what we're supposed to do. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, you know, back in the day, man, we were so focused on making sure we controlled as much as radio and the club and, you know, and the TV as possible, man. I think certain things may have slipped through the cracks as far as mentoring and really given the whole entire balance and spectrum of the lessons of it. You know, we didn't have a problem showing people how to get it, but I think, you know, and I had to ask myself, did we show them how to keep it? Did we show them about the, you know, the longevity? And I think, you know, we showed a lot of different things, but certain things needed to be spoken about, which now the technology has made it easier for us to kind of speak about these things. Because other than that, if you didn't see us on stage, you only saw us in an interview, and other than that, you didn't know what the heck we was doing or what we was thinking or what the heck was going on unless you read about it or something like that. So I think now it's important that we have access, that we can touch millions of people, you know, with the click of a button, that, you know, we give these lessons and we give this mentoring and we speak to these kids and we do the best we can, because, you know, life is going to go on in this next generation. These kids are growing up, so they're going to be the ones that's putting out these music. They're going to be the ones that's sitting in these positions at these labels. So I think it's very, very important for us to give back as we move forward. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I'm definitely back outside. You know, I'm in the mix, and I'm excited about it because change is coming. change is coming in a great way.
Damn right, change is coming, man. If I have anything to do with it, eat as well, man. Change is coming, yeah. Man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Quote in the building. Shout out to Phil's Good. I see you, Royal the Great, man. Everybody, shed a live, man. We in the building. My brother Marion Wine and super producer.
Yes,
in the building.
Yes.
Let's go back to the Bad Boy era, man. Like, you know what I mean? How did that all begin for you? Where were you, and how did you get the call to start working with Puff and the Bad Boy team?
Man, actually, you know, I called him.
Really?
A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, I called him, man. Listen, I had just finished, you know, my first artist album on Motown when Andre Harrell was there. God bless Andre Harrell. And he had left, and so I was just kind of in a standstill, like, okay, what in the heck am I going to do? So I was in an apartment in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was watching TV, and I was just seeing all of these Bad Boy producers and the Bad Boy records and Puff and Mace and Lock, all these records, and I'm like, yo, I need to get with that squad. And I had a longtime friend who worked with my cousin Dallas Austin, Kevin Wells, right? And I knew Kevin Wells had managed 112 along with Huggy Bear. And so I called him. I was like, yo, I got to get with this guy. I got to get with them, man. Like, I love the way they're moving, and I think I could be a great asset to them. So he called me back and gave me a number, and I called Puff. And, man, we talked, and I flew to New York, and that was it. Never looked back, bro. That's exactly how it happened.
Man, being aggressive in this game, it means a lot, man. Like, yeah. When you want to go bang doors down, you got to go bang doors down.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It works. It's a great experience for me, man. A really, really good experience for me. And I just thank God for, like, the success that we was able to have. And, you know, because a lot of those songs still play to this day, and that's something that I'm thankful for. And that's something that I still focus on, just having longevity and not losing the sense of longevity when it comes to music, man, because, you know, it's important, man. You want your music to play for as long as possible. Yeah, it's good to have something sizzling hot for 6 to 8 months, but, you know, why not let it play on for decades and decades to come? You know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
So that's what I'm thankful about that, man.
And all your records that you produce, all your single records that you have, you know, we all know that one record. And me and my man was just talking about it, man. And you know, that I Don't Want to Know. Like, you know what I mean? What was the reaction, not just for Puff, but the world to you? Like, how did it affect you that everybody loved that record? Like, you know what I mean?
Let me tell you something, bro. That right there was like a whirlwind. Because first of all, that wasn't even like, okay, we're getting ready to release this single. Mario's coming out next. Nah, Mario was just producing records. I had a lot of hits on the radio at that point. But they had put I Don't Want to Know on a Bad Boy mixtape. And it just
took off on its own.
Bro, I was completely in the hand of God, man. That was nothing we planned. There wasn't no marketing plan, nothing, bro. It just took off.
It's like you're sitting on the bench. You're like, yo, no, Mario, you going in now.
Bro, literally, they called me. It was like, yo, this song is up to almost 18,000 spins a week. You have to go finish. I don't know how many songs you got on this on an album, if you got an album, but we need an album in 2 weeks. Yeah, so I was like, you got to be kidding me. Next thing I know, I'm hearing it everywhere. And I had to finish an album in 2 weeks, and the rest was history, bro. So I a lot of that, as an artist, I was kind of learning on the go, because I went from, you know, a musician, producer. Yeah, I was doing singing on some hooks and stuff and blazing the stage with Puff and stuff like that. But I would get in and get out to being the only guy on that doggone stage. So it was like a transition that I had to adjust to real fast. You know what I'm saying? So I had to really go back and pull on, you know, my growing up in the Winans family as a kid, and like, okay, so I had to really, 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 really catch up real fast. But that right there was it happened so fast, it was crazy, bro.
Listen, man, I shit you no lie, man. Like, I had the pleasure to start going to Europe and performing as a great DJ, and I would remember, I would do my set, and then I would play a Fuji mix, and then drop that right after it.
Yeah.
And all of them German DJs or Switzerland DJs, they look and they're like, what is that? Yo. And I was going to Europe every month. If not every month, every other month. I shit you no lie. The next month I went out there, that shit exploded. And I felt very, I'm getting goosebumps. I felt very responsible for that, man.
Man, listen, let me tell you something about Germany. Bro, I've done almost 300 shows in Germany alone. Man.
I believe it. Because every time I would travel from Stuttgart, Frankfurt, everywhere, I would see your posters. I'm like, yo, this guy's moving out here.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite places to go. There, Switzerland. I love it, man. I'm actually getting ready to go back to Australia in March. You know, because of the pandemic, they've been pushing it back and back and back. But I'm doing some shows in Australia and New Zealand early next year.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what's up, man. And what made you want to become a producer? What made you want to, you know,
well,
do the drum machine
honestly,
shit?
I thought I was going to never come from behind the drum set, man. Like, that was my love, one of my first loves.
That's somebody all said I this wanted. A little while ago, you was a beast in the church.
that's where it all started, on the drums. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what? My goal is, When I grow up, I'm gonna go either play for Janet or Michael, and that's just what I'm gonna do. That's where it was until my mom brought home a drum machine and some keyboards, and I started listening to Teddy Riley and Quincy Jones and a bunch of different things, and then I started figuring out how to make drum tracks and then put the tracks over it in sequence, and once that came into play. That's just what I wanted to do. I was like, oh, no. I want to do this. Like, this is what I want to do. So that's what I set out to start doing. You know what I'm saying? And I always wanted to produce for the Winans. You know what I'm saying? But I was super young. You know, my Uncle Carvin, actually, he would let me produce some of the songs that he was doing on the Winans album. My mom always was letting me produce stuff on her album. I always wanted to produce for BB and CeCe. You know, but they had the big boys at that time when I was younger. But the blessing of it is, years later, after I had started, you know, putting hits out, Sony sent CeCe to me, to my studio, and I produced a song called Pray, and we won a Grammy for it. So the first time I got to work with them, I was happy about that. We got a Grammy for that. So, you know, but that's really what happened, man. It just, once I got into the equipment thing, it just changed everything for me.
Took off.
You know?
So, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, share the live. We're almost done. Let me just tell you a story how me and Mario met. So, he came, I want to say either Liquid, Fat Black Pussycat at that time, back in the days in Miami. You know, thanks to Puff, thanks to Henrock, Andre, all those guys at that time. You know what I mean? And Mario got the hit record, and I'm fucking up the club, and... Here comes Mario in my DJ booth, couple of bottles in his hands, and straight up said, Epps, you're doing my wedding. We out. We gone. I said, what? First, congratulations, but damn, like, and I'm here thinking you bugging, you tipsy, you know what I mean, you celebrating, but the next day, your peoples contact me and said, yo, here's your plane tickets, what's your name and all that. Mario wants you on the stage. And I came out there and I rocked that shit so hard, the speaker
fell
down.
Yeah, and you know what that was my 29th birthday party.
Was it your 29th birthday?
Yeah, my 29th birthday party.
That's what it was.
Yes,
that's what it was. Rocked that shit so hard, the
in
speaker
Vegas.
Fell off.
In Vegas. Yeah, that was crazy, bro. Oh, I was thinking about that today. You killed that, man. I remember looking up at you like, man, you mean business. I just did this deal with this guy in St. Petersburg. His name was Bill Edwards.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And with that, man, you know, that was a definite moment to remember in my life, man. So thank you for that, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on, man. Because you know what it was? And that's what I'm telling people, is how you was making me feel in the club. Yeah, you was playing records, but it was how you was transitioning to the records. The records you was playing, the pattern you was playing it in, the sequence you was playing it in, it kept a certain feeling in the club. It kept a celebratory feeling in the club. Everybody was happy. You understand what I'm saying? And I was like, nah, I need some more of that. You know what I'm saying? And you came through.
Appreciate that, man. Before you get up out of here, give me something that you need to tell the people, including the artists out here, how important a DJ needs to be in your situation, man.
Yeah, well, absolutely. First, keep God first in your life. You know, for all the artists and producers and writers, stay true to yourself. You know, don't let this Insta age push you out there prematurely. You know, be original. You know what I'm saying? Find your own sound, find your own niche. You know, still know what's going on with the times and stuff like that. But, you know, just stay focused, man. Stay focused, laser focused. Don't get distracted by what other people are doing. Don't compare yourself to other people. And you'll get there. If you have something, you will get there, man. And respect and be accountable and responsible for the gifts and talents that God gave you.
And with that being said, tell me quickly about Our Time Online Music Mentoring.
Oh, yeah. Our Time. ARTIME. It's an online music mentoring platform that we have. We have what you call creative masters, some of the best producers, writers, band directors in the game. Iconic figures on here, over 500 million records sold with the producers alone. You can have one-on-one live videos and live mentoring sessions with these creative masters. You can book it. It's www.artime.io. It's a London-based company. We have some great things coming with this platform. We've been doing a lot of teaching and a lot of helping and mentoring with these kids, man. And you know, we're connected to some HBCUs and some colleges and things like that. So I'm very excited about that. So come on, y'all. We want to see you. We want to help you. We want to listen to your demos. We want to do all of that. And you can sit and talk to one of the greats and just be yourself. And we're going to help you get to where you want to be.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be part of that for sure.
And you definitely going to be part of that. And yeah, by the way, and DJ Epps is one of the DJs on the platform that you can sit and get your mentoring on with. So know that, too.
Yeah, for sure, man. Shout out to everybody in the building. Fred Jerkins, I see you, man.
Uncle Infamous Fred, what up?
Yeah, I see y'all, man. Appreciate y'all rolling in on my brother Mario Winan on the DJ Epps and Friends show.
Yes,
Mario, before you get up out of here, man, is there any other stuff that you want to promote and let everybody know what's coming soon, whatnot?
Just keep your eyes and ears open. Mario Winans is back outside. Let's go, people.
Damn right, man. Yo, Mario. Thank you, my brother. And big shout out to Katarina. Did I say it right?
Yeah, my assistant. Yep.
Yeah, man. Big shout out to Katarina, man. She's been a great supporter. Yeah, man. She helped me out with everything, man. And I appreciate her on that, man. Mario, thank you for always being a friend, man.
My bro, always.
Yeah, you know you got a friend over here. Whatever you need.
Likewise,
whenever you need to break those music, the new music that's coming out, I'm right here. This is the new platform. Ain't nobody doing it like me. And, you know, we're going to show the world the new music that's going to come out, man.
My brother. And trust me, I'm going to send you some exclusive, too. Some stuff you're going to get first.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I need that exclusive. Exclusive.
You got it, my brother. Yo, I appreciate it, man. And love to everybody.
No doubt. Mario Winans in the building, man. Love, bro. Take it easy.
Love,
right?
Bro. Peace.
Word up, babe. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Big shout out to Super Producer. Mario Winans in the building, man. You know, we're going to have more producers come through soon, man. If